Welcome to segment number 7, Opening the Angelic Channel. In the previous segments, we've discussed the details of moving the energetic blocks associated with communicating with your angelic team. Bottom line, your emotions hold a frequency of energy. And when you're stressed, struggling in survival mode, when you're worried and/or anxious, that connection can feel like it's outside your grasp. But now you know the value and importance of breathing deeply and bringing your heart and mind into a harmonic coherence. You must understand that many of your angels have been with you your entire life. As a result, their voice, their chatter, sounds the same as your own mind chatter. They sound like you because you've been hearing their voice since you were born. Angels are a chatty group. They talk to you all the time. Whether it's a voice you hear inside or outside your head, a vision like a movie trailer that you see in your mind's eye, or you may simply have a knowing in your heart. I see what they want me to know in my mind's eye, and I hear them as a voice inside my head. Years ago, I was talking with my dear friend, Barbara Mark, co-author of Angel Speak, How to Talk with Your Angels. Well, actually, I was whining about wanting to see my angels across the room with my eyes. And instead, I'm hearing them inside my head or seeing those movie trailer images. And Barbara told me that she would feel their messages in her heart. And I thought that was the most difficult. And for me, perhaps it is. But for Barbara and many others, it's the simplest method. You can ask your angelic team or a specific guide or angel anything you want to know. You may feel like you're not getting a response, but be patient. It may take you a few times to distinguish between your angelic team and your mind chatter to feel like you're getting a response. Know that they will always respond, but what you receive may be when you're in the shower or you're washing dishes. You're concentrating on something, but it's not rocket science. You're in that state of distracted concentration, and their, for lack of a better term, their voice, vision, or knowing, makes it through the random thoughts in your head. Ask your angels to show you what you want to know and to make it indisputable. But be aware, you'll get what you ask for. I asked my brother to show me he was here after he passed, and next thing I knew, there was a tiny spider on my computer monitor, freaking out because the mouse cursor moved underneath it. Spiders and I are not good friends, so it got my attention very quickly. I was just grateful that it was tiny. Oh, and FYI, speaking with deceased loved ones is the same frequency as receiving communication from your angels. When I wrote the book about the communication between me and my dad after he died in 2005, I could not decide on a title. So I asked my angels to show me. I got nothing. And then one morning I was making breakfast and standing at the stove when all of a sudden, the words waiting in the other room popped into my head. And these words are engraved on the headstone of my great grandmother. And it was perfect. It was so funny because all of a sudden, when I grasped the name, it was like I saw this light bulb come off above my head. And I felt that perfectness of it. And I saw in my mind's eye, my angels all high-fiving that I finally got it. You know, I asked, and then I was open for the experience to come, and it did. You know, I'm so human. I want validation too that what I'm getting is real. You know, a few months after my dad passed, I asked him to show me that he was around. I was driving to Colorado Springs one day on a back road from Denver, and I noticed the license plate on the dump truck in front of me. It said, Big Jim. My protector guide, Chief Running Bear, called my dad Big Jim. Couldn't get more clear than that. So you can simply start talking to your angels. You can write to them, then allow your hand to write responses, and you can meditate and allow the experience to unfold. Allowing the experience to unfold without judgment, without expectation, except the expectation that they will respond, of course. Just taking in whatever happens frees you from the need to control the narrative. Ask your questions and then simply allow yourself to take in the response. They will respond right away. But if you're anxious or stressed, your energy may block your reception. That's why sometimes you get the answer when you're vacuuming or playing a game or drifting off to sleep or just waking up. Back when the Game of Life workbook was being released, I decided to present a program based on the workbook. The release was very involved between coordination with the publisher and the book launch and the program launch. And there was so much going on that I kept pushing off putting the program together. And then I was running out of time and I didn't know what the program even looked like. So I wrote to my angelic team on a piece of paper asking them for help and I put it under my pillow. The next morning, nothing. I was like, oh no. So that night I wrote out my question for help again, and it may have been worded differently. I don't remember. But then the next morning, still nothing. No ideas, no thoughts, nothing. The third night, I wrote out my question for help and I placed it under my pillow and went to sleep. The next morning, on the third day, when I woke up, I had the entire outline for the program and more in my mind, in my thoughts. I knew everything I needed to know to create and present the program. And as you know, I offer angel reading services. And I can't tell you how many times I've been writing out what I'm getting from the angels for an email reading when the angels say, this person needs to spend more time at the beach. The beach, not the water, the beach. So, how much of the world is landlocked? I have no idea where these people live. My humanness gets involved and I wonder, do I trust what I'm getting from the angels and type into the reading, spend more time at the beach? Well, I always trusted and conveyed the message that the person spends more time at the beach, and every time that person came back and said that they had felt nudged to spend more time at the beach. Nobody came back and said, and just how am I going to get to the beach? It's 300 miles away. Nobody said that. Every time I felt unsure about sharing something, maybe because it was like way out there, sharing that with someone during an angel reading, that one thing has been the person's confirmation that I really was communicating with their angels. So here are the steps to opening your angelic channel. Number one, take a deep breath and listen to the Quiet Your Mind technique. Fully immerse yourself into this experience and feel or hear your heart beating. Through your breath and studied focus, you bring your heart and mind into harmony and open the gateway. Number two, accept what your life is in this moment. No judgment. Simply accept When you accept what your life is in this moment, you stop that internal judgment battle about not being happy with some area of your life and or the world around you. And then accept that you have the power within you to do anything you wish. And that includes communicating with your angelic team. Number 3, set your intention to communicate with your angelic team and simply hold that intention with belief that it is possible. If you do not believe it's possible, stop the process and explore your beliefs. Many times people get stuck on the fence of whether to believe they can communicate with their angels or not. Get off the fence. Choose to believe. Number 4, you can sit still in the silence and breathe into the communicating with your angelic team, then write to them. I've included a guided worksheet for this. Or you can use one of the guided meditations that include time for you to visit with your team, or you can simply sit in the stillness and move into the elevated love vibration and talk with them. Breathing deeply is key. Bringing your heart and mind into a harmonic coherence, relieving your body of stress, anxiety, and worry, all those fear energies, is vital. Elevating to the love vibration opens the gateway. The more you practice, the better you get at it. So let's move on to segment number 8 and give angelic communication a try.